As the divine in us sings, we all are aglow. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. As the divine in us sings, we are all aglow. Now, we've often wondered when we are doing things right. We've often wondered what it is that we're supposed to do that's correct. Are we supposed to teach our children, and when do we stop teaching them? We never stop teaching them. But how are we supposed to teach our children? What are you supposed to teach them, say, 2 times 2? The best way to teach a child or to teach an adult or teach anybody is by our example. Now, if we live a life that is fabulous and pristine, it's great. I told you the story about this one very famous man who currently he's very famous. He's one of the wealthy men of the world. And he wrote a recommendation about a book. And then the person who was getting the recommendation asked him what he thought of the author. And he said, well, fine man, I guess. Well, would you write a recommendation for the author? No, I won't write a recommendation for the author. As long as he's living, I won't write a recommendation for him, because he could make a mistake. And I don't want myself being on record recommending someone who hasn't stood perfectly for the principle of the law all of his life under all circumstances and been a noble being. Now, he didn't have to write many recommendations, because most people have a little trouble there. They stumble now and then. They make a few mistakes. But could we live in such a noble situation? Now, that man himself, he had stumbles in his life too. And he had areas of his life that could be looked at askant. But the world looked at it from the point of view that those were just part of his growing, developing awarenesses. And he handled them well, even though they were a mistake in his world. What about you? Would you recommend somebody that might fail? Like, for instance, everybody in the United States recommended Bill Clinton to be president of the United States as the finest representative of the qualities of virtue, honesty, integrity, morality, and so forth that our nation could ever know. That's what we expect out of our presidents, you know. And then Bill Clinton made a few mistakes. Well, let's not say he made a mistake. Bill Clinton did not make a mistake. Bill Clinton was Bill Clinton. That's who he was. And those were things that were normal to his makeup and his nature. And they were not mistakes. And his wife was equally into whatever she was into. So, you see, how can we recommend Bill Clinton? Now, I recommended Ronald Reagan. I recommended Ronald Reagan very highly throughout Europe, throughout the world, as he was doing his program. And he rose to it. Oh, he made a few mistakes. But his mistakes were on the side of over-eagerness to benefit the world than they were on the side of a lack of morality and a lack of integrity in himself. And I mean, that's quite something for a president to be able to do that. And they tried to push him around. They tried to get him to do things, and he didn't do any of them. He said, you congressmen can do those things if you wish, but don't bring it across my desk. Anything that comes across my desk is going to have to be of the highest and the finest nature. And it was. He ran a very excellent administration. Now, as the divine in us sings, we are all aglow. The world was in a high state of prosperity. The world was in a high state of harmony and peace. There were no wars during Reagan's tenure. Did you notice that? And why are there wars sometimes during other presidents? Because it's their nature. You look at Johnson, you know, and he was a very violent man. He had very violent tendencies, and of course the war was natural. And we could go on, but that's not what we're trying to do here. We're saying, as the divine in us sings, we are all aglow. As you look at a person who is of a high quality and a high nature, you just feel good about them. You walk in their presence and you feel wonderful. It's like I told Paul as he is looking forward to being a policeman, looking forward to being a sheriff. I said, when you walk into a room, you represent the law, and people will see that instantly, and they'll respond to you, and whatever negative thing may have been going on will instantly stop, because in your presence, they cannot do it. If the Queen of England were to walk into the room and nobody knew it was the Queen of England, they would instantly feel that there was something special there, because she believes in herself. She's something special. And she walks in with the dignity of the Queen, not superiority, with just the dignity of her office. And everyone immediately knows that that's a person that's very special. They may not know why. They may not have any idea why. And that's not important. But she knows it, and so therefore they know it. When you know your divinity, when you know your magnificence, when you know your practitioner, you go in and you see everything in divine order. You don't go in and see everything in confusion. Because if you see everything in confusion, you are in confusion. So every time Paul walks into a circumstance, he's going to see all in divine order. And they'll say, well, why do we call you? Yeah. And Paul will say, because you wanted me to say hello. Because you wanted me to say, here I am. Whenever you feel you'd like a little balance in your life, just call me and I'll come and balance your life for you by my presence. Not necessarily by my words or by my actions, but just by my presence. Because my presence will be like the Queen of England who walks into a room and everyone says, wow, there's something special there. You know? There's something special there. This is how we want the world to think about us. When we walk into the world, they see us and they know there's something special there. Not that we make it happen. We don't make it happen. We don't teach our children by teaching them 2 times 2 is 4. What do we do? What do we teach our children? And don't answer me. What do we teach our children? We teach our children the love of mathematics. We teach by our use of it. We teach our children the love of harmony and peace in the home. We teach our children by our actions, by our way of looking at it, by how we think about ourselves, that this is a good world. It's not going to hell in a handbasket, you know, but this is a good world. And we teach our children to respect our neighbors as we respect our neighbors. We teach our children to respect our government as we respect our government. Instead of saying there are a bunch of crooks and robbers that are politicians, we say all of the politicians are in there for the purpose of governing this nation for the people, by the people, through the people, in the most wonderful way. You see, what do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe about yourself? Do you believe that you are a nice person? Or do you cover yourself up and act like, you know, you're not a nice person? Do you stand forth not superior to anybody, but just confident in yourself? That's the difference, you know. Superior and confident are two different things. And if you're confident, then the divine in you is singing. The divine in me is singing every time I'm confident in myself. And we are all aglow when the divine sings. But be very careful. When the results of the law, for its beneficial or non-beneficial aspect, takes place, don't judge. Don't judge. Just recognize that that's what it is. And when I told you, Ingeborg, what are you doing? Ingeborg, sit down. Ingeborg, and she wanted to get up and pick up the plates from the table. She wanted to be this little efficient nanny or whatever and take care of things. And in the process, she violated a rule that we had, that you never put knives and forks on any of the plates or dishes that we have and carry them to the sink. The knives and forks are carried in one hand, the dishes in the other, if such be how you handle it. But never the knives and forks on top of the dishes, because the knives and forks can fall off on the floor. But that's not the point. That's not the point. that the knives and forks will fall off on the floor. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. The point is we don't do that. Period. For whatever reason. If we ever give reasons for things, we undermine the very purpose for which we're doing it. Now, that was just an opportunity for all of us to learn a little discipline. I find a challenge sometimes figuring out ways to share discipline ideas with you. Like 2 drops of water in the plant every 10 minutes. Oh, come on now. 2 drops. Whoops, you got 3 drops. You messed it up. You blew it. But how do you put 2 drops in there? Very easy. You figure out how to make a drop and make it fall. Now you say, but that is so stupid. Yes, it is. But that teaches us principle. That teaches us humility. That teaches us the ability to do something that we said we're going to do and do it harmoniously and lovingly. And then, as the divine in us sings, as we do it lovingly, then we're all aglow. You see, we are very happy when we do the things that we do because we chose to do it. And we're not happy when we don't do the things we chose to do. Always tell the truth. Never tell it by little segments, you know. Always tell it straight out. And when you tell it straight out, then you never have to back up. Then you never have to say something different later on. You know how that is. You know how that is. You know, you say, I would love to have $1 million. And then, poof, telephone rings, you got $1 million. Oh, damn, why didn't I want $2 million or $5 million or $7 million, you know? Because you weren't honest. You didn't think that you were worth it. Now, all you had to do is say, I'm independently wealthy. And then you'll have whatever it is that you choose to have at any moment. If it's $10 million, if it's 10 cents, whatever it is, it'll be there. But you have to be honest with yourself. And you cannot allow yourself to limit yourself because you're the source as well as what?
The channel.
Hmm?
The channel.
You're the source as well as the channel. It's hard to imagine sometimes, but it's true. It's very true. So, here we are. As the divine in us sings, we are all aglow. If we take responsibility for standing up for who we are, for living the principle that we have learned in ourselves, and there is only one principle. Jesus taught the principle, what did he say? It is done unto us
according to our belief.
According to our belief. Psychiatrists tell us it's done unto you according to your belief. The great thinker said, man, know thyself. What is your belief, man? Know yourself. What is your belief? Now, what is your belief? What's your belief about Diego? What's your belief about the dishes? What's your belief about your work? What's your belief about being a sheriff? Do you think that being a sheriff is going to make you something? Or are you going to bring that something to being a sheriff? And that's a big, big choice. Because a lot of people, the minute they get a badge and a gun, they're tigers. And a lot of other people, the minute they get a badge and a gun, or a pair of scissors, or an automobile to drive, they're themselves having fun. It all depends on what we want to do. Be ourselves and have fun, or to live a according to someone else's rules. And you say, well, the principle is, no, the principle is to be yourself and have fun. The principle is not to drive at 35 miles an hour. That's somebody else's rules. The principle is to live in harmony. And if you live in harmony, you'll live harmoniously with whatever the laws are around. Do you know? And think about this very seriously. If you live in harmony with the world that you're in, you will always drive the speed limit exactly what it's supposed to be, even if it's not posted. Mm-hmm. Because you'll be in harmony, right? You'll be in harmony with the world in which you live. And if the world in which you live says that you should not honk your horn after 10 o'clock, you just instinctively will know not to honk your horn after 10 o'clock. These are silly things, but it's true. And if somebody is hurting and you are harmonious with the world, you will go to them. You may stop your car and pull over and say, oh my gosh, I didn't know that car went over the hill here. And you go down to them and you say, may I help you? And they said, yeah, get me out of here. So you open the door and help them out. And you just know, and they're okay, but they were trapped. And so you call in on your cell phone, and the tow truck comes and pulls them out of the ditch, and they go their way. But after the tow truck arrives, you leave, because you don't need credit. But you were there, and you gave your helping hand when it was necessary. I've done this many times, and I'm sure the rest of you have too, where something was needed, you did it, you were very helpful, and it was something very special, but before they had a chance to say thank you, or before they had a chance to say, let me give you $50 for helping me, or something like that, you're gone. And the joy in your own heart is the reward sufficient, and the credit sufficient. But living who you are and what you believe, following your instinct, following your inner vision, your inner awareness, you'll always be the winner. As the divine in us sings, we are all aglow. And isn't it wonderful? I love you, I love you, I love you.